Blog Talk Radio.
From coast to coast and around the globe, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Welcome, everyone. I'm Dax Carlisle, executive producer of Psychic Talk and president of the Tarot Guild, coming to you live from Tucson, Arizona. We are a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 714-816-4628. And when you get through, remember to press number one on your dial pad to let us know you want to be live on air. You can join us in the chat room at psychictalk.net/live. You can ask us questions in there, get mini readings, and comment on the show and chat with everybody. That's psychictalk.net/live. Let me bring on my fabulous co-host for our Friday show. First, she's an intuitive life coach and a producer for Psychic Talk Radio. She is also a Pillai Center facilitator and coach, helping people to use ancient Vedic meditations and techniques for spiritual advancement. And here she is, coming to us live from Berkeley, California, Dr. Rose Wilkerson. Hi, Rose.
Hey, everybody. How's everybody doing?
Hey.
Hey.
It's exciting. We made it on air, you know, two times in a row now.
I know. Things are getting better.
Yeah, we've had some shows where, like, you know, I was missing and Rose was missing, and oh my God. Last but not least, of course, she is a certified angel practitioner, animal communicator, and Akashic Records reader. And here she is from the Rocky Mountains, Flathead Valley, Montana, Kathy Shogren. Hey, Kathy. Welcome aboard again.
Hi, Dax. Hi, Rose. Hi, listeners. Thank you. How's
it's
everybody
great
doing
to be
today?
Back. Pretty good. You know, I had to load up on more coffee than normal, you know. It was later night last night, Friday night, oh my God, or Thursday night, sorry. Had our Queen of Hearts and game night and all this stuff going on at the Post. And whew, anyway, here we are. Open lines all show long, folks. You can call in and you can get a mini reading, or you can just chat with us or ask questions about anything psychic, anything at all. And plus, we're doing a little mini topic today. We have a series going, a series of shows where we're talking about various aspects of soul realignment. And that's working with the Akashic Records. So we started off talking about the Akashic Records, and then the next week we did, you know, what is soul realignment? Today we're doing, what are soul specializations?
Ooh.
That sounds interesting.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Kathy, you want to take us down that road? What are soul specializations?
Sure, we can start with that. And so one part of the work I do, the first part, is simply reminding people of who they are at soul level, how they were created. And we get that all, you know, cemented in before we get into more of the realignment and clearing work, you know, insofar as what is keeping you from expressing that, you know, down here in 3D. So soul specializations are just another part of a soul profile and information I can give my clients about how they were designed in holy perfection. So what we're going to call soul specializations give us big, big, big clues as to our clients' divine gifts and even their soul purpose. So what these are, they are certain skill sets for which ourselves and our clients are innately designed. So these are certain sets of skills or abilities that are hardwired into us on a soul level, given to us by Creator at the time of our soul's inception. So unlike life lessons that are going to be picked by us, and that are going to change from incarnation to incarnation, soul specializations are things that remain the same for all time. So they're going to give us clues as to things that we're innately good at, things that we are going to not be able to help but express every time we incarnate, and also, just as importantly and with as much interest, what do we do in between lifetimes when we're back on the other side? Who do we work with? How do we, you know, what's going on up there in between lifetimes? So does that make sense so far?
Yeah, actually, as you were talking about that, the first thing that popped in my head was what I do with numerology and how we look at the numbers. And, of course, that's just for this lifetime. But we see, you know, what are the traits, what are the specializations, if you will, you know. And people are free, you know, we have free will, though. So people are free to, if they have this information that, you know, most people don't go to a numerologist and get this information. It's only a small portion of the population that really knows this. Most people, they know their sun sign, but they haven't had their whole natal chart done. And it's a similar thing with numerology. A lot of people haven't had this done. And, you know, what struck me was I was thinking, you know, what would be really cool, and there'd be no way to actually verify this, but it would be really interesting to take a look at the numerology. Like, imagine if you knew the numerology of somebody from their past lives, and, you know, would it all line up with their soul specialization? You know, are they getting the same numbers each lifetime, or is it different numbers? And I guess you could do part of it now, because with the person in the current incarnation, of course, you can run their numbers for this lifetime. And then with somebody like yourself that is a soul realignment practitioner, you know, they could go into the Akashic Records, find out what the soul specializations are. And with the numerologist, you could match them up and see if they match or not. It's just something that popped in my head. You know, I'm wondering, if these soul specializations follow you from lifetime to lifetime, and it's part of the soul, not the incarnation, I wonder if the same numbers keep showing up again and again. Curious.
That is, yeah. Because, you
what
know,
about
and
you?
We still have yet to talk about, I'm sorry, about divine energy centers. I almost should have started with that. I think we're going to do that. Perhaps it's next week.
I think that's next week.
You and I have, you and I have both talked about how our life path numbers are 11. Like, I'm an 11.
Right, the Master Illuminator.
Right. So explain a little bit what Master Illuminator is, and then I'm going to get into, I'm going to use myself as an example of what my two soul specializations are, and let's see how they line up. So give us
Cliff
Notes version as to what tell us about 11s, how you and I are as 11s.
And it's important to note, though, quickly, that there are 9 numbers in your chart. So your birth date reduces to a single digit, usually, unless it's a master number. And that is your life path number, but that's 1 of 9 numbers. And so you really have to look at all the numbers, just like you can't go, okay, I'm a Gemini, and go from there. You have to really look at the entire natal chart to see the influences. So with that being said, though, however, a small portion of the population are born with master numbers, and they're here to help everybody else. And the master numbers are 11, 22, 33, and 44. There's actually a whole bunch more, but those are the ones that are, for lack of a better phrase, they're the ones that are active on the physical plane. The rest of them are not. So we don't have to deal with those. 11 is rare because master number life paths are rare. 22, the master builder number, is even more rare. The 33, which is my life path, I'm a 33-6 because 3 plus 3 is 6. You always reduce to a single digit, but you keep the master number if you're a master number. And that's the master teacher, master healer number. Those are extremely rare. And then 44 is the master manifestor number, super rare, almost never happens that someone gets 44, 8, you know, from their birth date reduction. Okay, so 11s are the most common, but they're still extremely rare, and that's the master illuminator number. And the master illuminators are here to teach the higher concepts to the rest of us and help bring the vibration up in general, if that makes sense. So that there's the cliff note on that.
Mm-hmm. So one of my soul specializations has to do with souls who work with healing and blessing energy on behalf of mankind. So we tend to be powerful energy workers who know how to send healing and blessing energy to others, be that through hands-on healing like Reiki or, you know, any of those types of modalities. But we also have a really strong relationship to the spiritual realm through prayer. Prayer is a really powerful tool for people that have this specific soul specialization. And when I talk about prayer, I'm not talking about reciting prayers that have already, you know, necessarily been written. I'm talking about like a heartfelt request for spiritual assistance, be it on behalf of myself,
Kathy,
or another. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
Let me jump in for just a second, because I happen to glance at my clock and it's 11:11. And when I looked at the switchboard, you've called in via Skype and it says 111111111. It just was eerie that I happened to notice both of those things in the same instant.
Wow.
You know, I just had to throw that in there. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Hi,
didn't
Angel.
Mean to interrupt.
Hello. Hi, Angels. Happy to you too. Right. So, you know, what we're doing here, what we're talking about when we're talking about souls who have a special relationship to sending healing and blessing energy through prayer, we're talking about asking the spiritual realm for assistance in order that we might manifest what we want and need, you know, when we're down here incarnated. So that sounds like it's very much in line with the Master Illuminator. And then my second is the group that I talked before about how this comes very naturally to me. I mean, I can remember being a teenager or a young person and looking up. Now, granted, I grew up in a very chaotic, dysfunctional, harmful environment where I really needed to call in a lot of spiritual assistance just for my own sanity and survival. But I remember looking up peace and like verses about peace in the Bible. And I didn't grow up in a overtly religious home. I think we tried to make a good show of it, but not really. I've always, even from a young age, had this going on, feeling a calling for peace, not only to experience peace for myself, no matter what is going on around me, but being a force for peace in the world at large, for the not just the community, but for the planet entirely. So for people mm-hmm. that are natural peacekeepers, we're kind of, we're very neutral, non-judgmental people. So others tend to come up to us and just tell us anything, tell us what's going on with mm-hmm. them, tell us maybe in very, very personal things where, you know, they might not be comfortable telling other people. But because we're inherently non-judgmental and neutral, we do a good job of helping other people to accept themselves and their circumstances and kind of holding space for people to bring themselves to peace, you know, by stepping into their own divinity, by stepping into their own power of being, you know, a powerful creator or co-creator with God or the universe, you know, to bring about the kind of life that they want. Because how we're, I don't think I need to add a lot to that, really.
I was going to add something that's so funny, because when I was young, I was a teenager, and I should take public transportation to school. I would get people that would just come up and start talking to me, and I was I couldn't understand why that was happening. I was like, why are these people telling me that? And these were usually adults. And they would tell me their life stories, what's happening with their children. And I'm like, I'm okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. I was just sitting and listening. But I was like, that is so weird.
I used to get that too.
All the time.
Because
mm-hmm.
Yeah. There are a couple soul specializations where you can expect that to happen. And it's important
it's
to know that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this can manifest on its own, you know, even before you go to a soul realignment specialist and they, you know, fill you in on all this. The same thing was happening to me with the master teacher, master healer number. And I always was helping people, you know, and I went down more of the teacher aspect of it, but the healing aspect is manifesting more in my later life here. I'm drawn now to, you know, using hypnotherapy and energy healing, using hypnotherapy, NLP to help people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had the same thing happen. Like I said, where just I was always the friend with my group of friends that always had the, I guess, most intelligent response to whatever it was that they were talking about. And they would talk to me about relationship issues, and I never really had like boyfriends or anything like that in high school. But I would always get my friends who had boyfriends or were interested in somebody. They would always ask me for advice. And I said, you know, really, you're asking the wrong
mm-hmm.
person. I have no experience with this. But they're like, no, I just love the way, you know, how you respond and you make so much sense. And I was like, oh, okay.
Well, you ended up becoming mm-hmm. a doctor. I mean, hello.
Yeah, that was a linguistic. That's different.
Not only that. Rose, not only that, you're a doctor of speech. Think about it. You know, they were coming to you because you had the right speech and the right linguistics, and that's what you ended up getting your PhD in. I think that is absolutely hilarious. You know, we can always look back to our beginnings to see the roots of things. It's just really fascinating.
That's true. That's a good point. I hadn't thought about it that way, but yeah, okay, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, and I've got mm-hmm. Let me jump in for a second. I've got some more questions about the topic, and I think Rose does too. But before we go there, let's take a call or two because there's been some folks that have been hanging on since before the show even started. I want to take a call maybe two, and we'll jump back into the topic. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Sounds great. Yeah.
All righty. So we're going to take a call or two. You know, this is the time to get in the queue and get your spot, folks, all right? So the phone number is 714-816-4628. Remember to press the number 1 on your dial pad. That's how we know you want to be live on air. Otherwise, we just assume that, you know, if you're called into the switchboard and you haven't, quote-unquote, raised your hand by pressing 1, we assume you're listening to the show. And that's another way if you're, you know, out and about and maybe you don't have a Wi-Fi connection but you have your cell phone. You can always just dial in the phone number and don't press 1 and just listen to the show. 714-816-4628. Press 1 on your dial pad now if you want to be live on air. Before the first call, real quickly, the numerology for the day today is the 3rd. So that's that 3 energy that we talk about on the shows, creativity and communication. And the entire date, 5-3-2019, adds up to 20, 2 plus 0 is 2. So it's a 2 date. So that is the number of relationships. There's a balance there. It's the most feminine of numbers in numerology. It's cooperation and working well with others. So, you know, as you think of how you can be creative and how you can, and watching your communication today with that 3 energy, how can you do that with other people? And I mean, obviously, I see Rose and Kathy and I doing that right now. And for the card of the day, I got the Star card. And that's, you know, traditionally hope. Hope, faith, inspiration, intuition, optimism, insight, spiritual love, pleasure, harmony, conceiving a dream. You know, the Star card shows up to remind us as we cooperate with others, maybe in partnership, to create something with that 3 energy, you know, that we have to be in the right state of mind. to manifest it, that we have to be able to have the faith, for lack of a better term, and the optimism part of the star card is referring to, you know, holding yourself in that space of what it's going to be like when whatever you're creating is manifested. So there's a little bit for the numerology of the day and the card of the day, and we're going to go to area code 203 if you're waiting the longest. Hello, caller, are you there? 203?
Hi, I am. How are you?
What's your name, hon? Great.
My name's
What's
Pat.
What's your name, hon?
My name's Pat. Pat?
Oh, where are you calling from, Pat?
Connecticut.
Awesome. So it's open lines. What do you want to chat about?
Well, I'm wondering, does anybody like to just see what they see, or do you want a specific question? If you want a specific question, I've got two issues going on. One, my dog, an illness, and
okay.
finances with him, and then me, kind of the same, mainly finances. I don't think it's a good prognosis with my dog, so I'm trying to be brave, but I don't know really what's going on yet, so I lose it some days.
Yeah, well, you know, let's head down that path, because Kathy here is actually also an animal communicator. She doesn't do that
Terrific.
On air because she has a specific process that she goes through. However,
okay.
you know, you can always get in touch with her after the show. Her page is psychictalk.net/Kathy, Kathy with a K. So it's psychictalk.net/Kathy. And
okay.
But we can pull some cards and things like that and see what's coming up. Kathy, are you getting
yeah.
anything right off the bat for Pat? Right off the bat for Pat.
when you take a picture of dog with your
totally
dog's name,
you
can do that. You can message me. Okay.
Yeah,
you broke
your
up.
I didn't know
Kathy. Kathy, you're fine now. Can you start over, please?
Okay. I was asking the caller to please, if you can get in touch with me on Facebook, please send me a picture of your dog after the show.
I will.
And I can try and get a read and send some healing energy as well.
Thank you.
So your other question, besides your dog and how your dog is doing, has to do with your finances and your own health. Is that right?
Yeah, and one question regarding finances and my dog is, will I be able to afford whatever he needs?
Mm-hmm.
It may be monthly medication and blood tests and stuff.
Let me see. I'm getting a couple of ace cards, which means like the beginning of a new cycle, interestingly. But then here's also the king of fire, which means very passionate action. So I certainly would do everything I can to help you locate resources in terms of helpful entities or organizations that would assist you in getting your dog whatever he or she would need. And I have a lot of, I'm very well connected, so I have a lot of friends online that will help me with that as well.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, there does seem to be, you know, in terms of the King of Fire, some assistance here that would
wonderful.
Help us get our needs met in that in that regard. Ace of Earth is inflow of abundance, so things coming in, that way in terms of your needs being met. Dex, what are you getting?
Okay, and then maybe Dr. Rose also has a mantra or something that might help in this kind of a situation to, you know, kind of stabilize the emotions around. I think that has a lot to do with it. Thoughts and emotions, okay? Because I'm getting a lot of cups cards, which is emotions. Interestingly, two of the cards are eight cards, and eight is abundance. So that's an indicator, you know, from spirit just off the top, you know, to not worry so much about this. And speaking about the worry part of it, one of those eights is the eight of swords. And that's a a card about feeling restricted in, you know, she's got these, looks like bandages. She's got these bonds around her and then over her eyes too, like a blindfold, you know, and she's surrounded by swords. Swords are thoughts and ideas in tarot, you know, so it's being trapped by your own mind, too many thoughts and ideas. In fact, the bonds that are holding her are so loose that, you know, if she was just to kind of wriggle, you know, they would drop down. She could pull the blindfold off and see the path through the swords to escape, you know. So it's just a matter of, you know, clearing some of that out. And some of the other cards are about clearing, too. It's, you know, I did it also. I pulled other cards as a yes, no, you know, will you have the finances? And it's 3 out of 5. Cards, yes. So what that's telling to me, you know, when I get 3 instead of 4 or 5 yes cards, it's not a strong yes, it's a probably yes, which means that there's other things that need to be done, okay? One of the cards is the nostalgia card, 6 of cups. It's talking about reconnecting with people from the past, even your childhood. Something along those lines are going to lead you to the resources that you need. And also the 8 of cups, and that was that other 8 card. And the 8 of cups is about embracing change and letting go and moving on and breaking away. So there might be some emotional aspects of this that you kind of have to, you know, in the card, the cups have been lined up, and then the figure is walking away from the cards up the hill to higher, you know, bigger and higher and better things. And there might be some things you need to let go of in order to get to the resources that you need for the financial situations. So that's what's coming
wonderful.
Up in the cards for me. Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. And all the swords cards, that's exactly why I make calls to people like you to help me.
Yes.
Clearly, I know that I'm too emotional, and I know I'm trying too hard to save him. And not having more faith, or, you know, not surrendering more. I will. This has only just started, so it's a lot of me getting used to the fact that, as you say, a new beginning. We're heading into a new journey, and it's not a happy one, but I can make it, you know, very, very beautiful if I can. I'll do the best I can.
And a lot of the cards are about embracing the change, and like Kathy already offered that she can help you out further. You can get a hold of her on Facebook or through email, and go to her page, psychictalk.net/Kathy, to connect with her. And you can send out a picture of your dog, and she's going to help you out there.
That's really wonderful, Kathy. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I do... Please call on Archangel Ariel, Ariel. She helps me so much in terms of the healing work I've done with she's associated with wild animals, but I can tell you I've had powerful healing experiences with her. I have 6 dogs in heaven on the other side right now, and I have with her, and also with Saint Bridget, I have experienced really miraculous healing interventions that gave me some extra time. You know, of course, when it's time for the dog, you know, to go, you know, they will go. But as you said, that could be a beautiful experience, you know, filled with plenty of grace. But in the meantime, there's no shortage of saints and angels that I know for a fact are just waiting for you to call on them, give them permission to rush in. So I would recommend Archangel Ariel, and not only Saint Francis, but Saint Bridget as well, because they have done miraculous things for me and my dogs.
This is wonderful. This is the best thing I've heard in like 2 months. So thank you so much.
It's not an accident when people call into our shows.
Yeah. So the Facebook page, this is the Facebook page, psychictalk.net/Kathy. That's Facebook?
No,
yes,
that's her page.
You can send me a message through there. Okay.
Yeah, let me just explain that. That's her page on our website. Our website is psychictalk.net. Of course, you can just go to psychictalk.net, and on the front page is all the hosts. And you just go down, you see Kathy's picture, you hover your cursor over her face and her image, and there's going to be a link in the drop down to go to her page. But the direct URL is psychictalk.net/Kathy, Kathy with a K. that'll take you to her page, which talks about Kathy, and it has all of her contact information, including Facebook and so forth. So you want to go over there
wonderful.
To the page. Okay,
thank
we got to run, Pat,
both.
Though, but thanks
thank
for
you,
the call.
Thank you. God bless.
I'm here for you.
Awesome.
I'll talk to you later.
That's a great first call, folks. And we're going to be taking some more calls shortly. So get in there, into the queue, 714-816-4628. It's coming up on the bottom of the hour, so I'm going to do the announcements real quick before we move on here. We've got some great shows coming up here on the network that you're going to want to tune in for. You can see all the upcoming shows on our upcoming shows page at psychetalk.net/upcoming. Yep, you guessed it. We try to make everything really easy to navigate the website there. So tomorrow, Saturday, May 4th, it's May the 4th be with you. That's right, it's Star Wars Day. And Mary is doing her monthly show, Mystical Musings. She does that once a month, the first Saturday of the month. And she's going to be talking about ancestral healing. That's Mystical Musings tomorrow, and taking your phone calls. So if we don't get to you today, you can call in and talk to Mary tomorrow. And then on Sunday, May 5th, we're doing angel messages along with open lines and mini readings on the Angelic Realm show with Sharona Rapsik and Maria Maas and myself. We'll be holding open lines and doing angel messages and readings all Sunday. On Monday, Compassionate Light and Healing with Catherine Hahn. She's beginning a whole new series of shows, Understanding Your Power Within. And on this first episode, she's going to be talking about the truth of who you are. That's this Monday, May 6th. And, of course, she'll be taking your calls. And then I'm going to be on the Tuesday show with Rose Fulhorst. Her co-host, Vivian Aubin, she is out on the road. She's doing some trainings and things like that. And so I'm going to fill in as guest co-host. And it's going to be so fun. It's been a long time since I've been on the air with Rose. And we're talking about mediums in the Bible. How about that one, guys?
That sounds
mediums
cool.
In the Bible. Yeah, that's going to mm-hmm. be really interesting. Of course, we'll be taking your calls as well. Our Tuesday show is made up primarily of psychic mediums, and it's the mediumship show, and they get into a lot of things having to do with spirit. And, you know, if you want to connect with the other side, that's really the show to call in on is our Tuesday show. But I'll be on this Tuesday. We'll be talking about mediums in the Bible. It's a topic that Rose has been wanting to do for a long time. So I can't wait. It's a fascinating thing. You know, a lot of people that are, you know, quote unquote, the Bible thumpers, you know, the fundamentalists often bring up about the things that we do and how in the Bible, it's no, that's a no-no. You're not supposed to do that. And yet there are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of situations in the Bible where there's mediumship activity going on. There's connecting with the other side. There's energy healing and miraculous healings. And there's psychic phenomenon and prediction of the future, and you know, what do you think all these, you know, people are doing in the Bible? So it's an interesting topic to get into, that, you know, kind of controversial topic there. So can't wait for Tuesday, and we have a whole bunch of other shows coming up, but I'm not going to read them all off. You can read them for yourself over at psychetalk.net/upcoming. And a couple other announcements before we get to back to the phone lines and our topic, what are soul specializations? We're doing this series on soul realignment. I wanted to mention that we have a couple of things. One is just like Kathy here, you can become certified in soul realignment, become a certified soul realignment practitioner. And I have a link that'll take you right over to the course. It's psychetalk.net/soul course. I tried to make the URL as easy as possible so you could get to this page about the course. It's psychetalk.net/soul course, S-O-U-L, soul course. psychytalk.net/soulcourse. And that is with my mind's blanking here, Kathy. Your teacher,
Andrea Hess.
Andrea Hess, yep. And also, tomorrow, Andrea is doing a free webinar. It's the Akashic Records Manifesting Demystified, a free webinar from Andrea. And you can sign up for that for free and join her on Saturday. It's at Akashic, Akashic is spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C. And the URL that'll take you over there is just open a new tab in your browser, type in psychictalk.net/Akashic. And I'm going to pop that in our chat room for everybody right now so they can go ahead and join in on that free webinar. And I'm going to also grab the Soul Course one and pop that into our chat room over at psychictalk.net/live. psychytalk.net/soulcourse. There we go. So psychytalk.net Akashic, A-K-A-S-H-I-C, and psychytalk.net/soulcourse. And the other thing I wanted to announce real quick is if you already do this stuff, maybe you're already a psychic medium or a tarot reader, an astrologer, energy healer, EFT, spiritual life coach, we'd love for you to join us as a host here on the Psychic Talk Radio Network. Maybe you've been thinking about maybe starting your own podcast or your radio show, you know, and you're kind of a little intimidated about going through that giant learning curve by yourself. Well, we've been doing this for 10 years. So we can help you every step of the way and make it really easy for you to start your own podcast or radio show. So when you're visiting our website, psychytalk.net, at the top of any page, you can click the link that says Become a Host and learn about joining us here on the network. We have a lot of new shows and hosts coming onto the network, including Charlotte, who's in the chat room, I believe. Charlotte is going to be joining us on Wednesdays, starting the 8th, this Wednesday coming up next week. And that will bring us back to 7 days a week on the network. What do you think, ladies? 7 days a week? Woohoo!
Dang. You're on fire.
I am loving it. I am loving it. We also have another new show, Wisdom of the Soul, that's going to be on Mondays right before Catherine's show. So they're going to air back-to-back on Monday starting June 3rd. And it's Wisdom of the Soul with Janice Fuchs. And so that's another new show that's joining us and another new host. I think 14 hosts and 11 radio shows we have now, something like that. So there you go, folks. Lots of great shows to call in. Almost all of our shows take your calls. And lots of great topics and information. Lots of free information coming to you through the airwaves here. Okay, so let's see who's been waiting the longest, ladies. It looks like area code 804. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Hugh. I'm calling from Virginia. Thank you so much for taking my call. And
Hi, Hugh.
Yes, I'd love to see what you can pick up on where I am at this point, because I'm actually a global visionary, and if you have any resources, I am looking to transform global economics, education, politics, religion, and more based on new paradigms of spirituality and unconditional agape love, empowering women and indigenous people globally in the process. It's time to get out of the negativity and understand that nobody ever wins an argument, and bring mm-hmm. forth solutions, which all starts with yourself.
Wonderful.
That's wonderful stuff.
Yeah, I have a Twitter page that actually has a one of the most talented people on the planet that has information. And she interviewed me a few years ago, and she's a member of the Transformational Leadership Council, upon which the movie The Secret was based, Dame Nicole Brandon. That's Jack Canfield's organization, the Chicken Soup Books. And she's coming out with a whole new TV pilot based on mental prison. If I can share a Twitter page, then you'll be able to see that and learn more about who I am.
Oh, sure. That's fine.
I appreciate it. Yes, you can just put my name on the internet. It's Hugh, H-U-G-H. Last name, Trawlsen, is spelled T like Tom, R-A-U-L-S-E-N like Nancy, and then just put Twitter after my name. You don't have to have a Twitter account to see the posts, and that Twitter account is managed on my behalf by somebody else, but at least you'll see some very interesting things on there. And again, if I can help bring more attention back to the beautiful work that everyone in your network is doing, it's time for people to start looking into their own networks and changing them and making them all solution-oriented locally and for the countries and for the whole world.
Right.
With these egomaniacs try and blow up the planet.
Yep. Well, you know, that's what we're trying to do, you. And, you know, that's what we're trying to do, if I can jump in here, is we're trying to spread this as well. You know, there is a lot of interest in these things nowadays. And, you know, I think, Rose and Kathy, what do you think? When we get into a time period like we're in now where things are unsure, you know, a lot of the rock solid foundational things like our government and things like, you know, our American concepts, and they're all being called into question right now, you know. It's kind of natural, right, when we get into an unsure time space, that people are going to seek out answers any way they can get it. Yeah. So they're going to seek out the numerologists and the astrologers, the psychic mediums and the tarot readers and so forth. It just makes a lot of sense. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Certainly.
Absolutely.
Awesome. And as far as you goes, I don't know, Kathy, if you pulled a card or something just to see if there's
a
message.
What showed up was three major arcana cards, believe it or not. So there is a lot of powerful energy around the work that you are doing, Hugh. And right off the bat, here is the Justice card. So, you know, it's clearly understood that the work you are doing is to bring about divine justice for this planet and all the beings that upon her. And, you know, divine justice is different. It's very different from the justice of this world. It has more to do, you know, with the healing of the planet, just in terms of how we are disrespecting the planet and, you know, polluting her, et cetera, harming the water supply. We're looking to monetize and privatize the water supply. You know, so I honor you for the divine justice work that you are doing to heal the planet and to bring about more equitable energies, not only in the distribution of resources, but in how we treat each other and how the government and those in charge treat the citizens. Now, in terms of the action to take, that's the Fool card, which means you are stepping out into a new phase of your journey, and it's important that you be filled with faith and aligned, you know, aligned very closely with your higher self and with the company of heaven. Whatever that means to you, your own personal team of guides, teachers, and angels, it's important that you take time every day to keep yourself clear. I'm hearing, you know, with your diet and with getting, you know, fresh air and time in nature, et cetera, so that you'll be very clear and very well grounded so that you can have a good, strong connection with your higher self and your guides. And the outcome, I got the Empress card, which I think means, you know, we're coming into a time where the energies of the divine feminine are being brought to the forefront. And, you know, we don't want a matriarchy any more than we want a patriarchy. They're both dysfunctional. We want the divine, the energies of male and female, and then divine feminine and then divine masculine to be expressed in their purest form, to be balanced and to be working together in a harmonious way. That's how we bring the energies of what I would call heaven down to earth. So these are very powerful cards. Justice,
awesome.
The Fool card, and the
too.
Emperor. Yeah, go ahead, Dax, by all means.
Okay, so I got like two out of three major arcana cards too. And I got the Fool card as well. So there's confirmation for you. You know, this is talking about, like you said, Kathy, a new beginning and literally taking a leap of faith. And then I get the Sun card. You know, so he's going to be successful in this. You can't get a better card than the Sun card for an outcome, all right? Some of the other cards are Swords cards and things. You know, they're talking about too many irons in the fire and also about focusing on one idea, one sword. So focusing on one idea. And, you know, that might be a hint that, you know, you rattled off a lot of different things in the beginning there when he came on. And it gets confusing to people. I know I was confused just listening to him because there was too much information, okay? So the cards are saying, okay, you really need to focus in on a single message with a single population of people. And actually, the cards actually hint at what that is. And what it is children. Okay, in the Sun card, you know, we have children showing up. So what it's talking about is taking the leap of faith with the Soul card, with the Fool card, and with the Swords card, you know, focusing in on that one idea, that one message, and you want to aim it at the youth. And the reason for this is very obvious, is you don't go and try to change the minds of the old guard. You know, they're set in their ways, you know, the politicians, you know, and they're all in their 60s and 70s and 80s and you're not going to get a watershed change, you know, in their thinking. What you do is you start at the grassroots, at a foundational level with the youth and build up a coalition with the younger folks. I mean, all the way from kids all the way through into, you know, the college years. That's where you want to be aiming and creating a coalition for change. As we progress forward with the new generation will then become in charge. And that's how you do it. You do it at a grassroots level, a foundational level with the youth. You don't try to change the minds of everybody else. You just focus on this one group. And you got to have a well-thought-out message, a really focused message where it's not all over the place and talking about, you know, all these different, you know, organizations and different things and bringing in, you know, the movie The Secret and, you know, and all this stuff. You know, it's overwhelming, confusing, and you're going to end up shooting yourself in the foot, and you're not going to get where you want to get. You got to refine the message first and then seek out ways to go to this particular subgroup of people. I hope that helped you out. We got to move on because we have a lot of other callers, but great information though. And you can go check out his page as well. Use page. And before we go to the next call, this is a good time for folks to get in on the line. 714-816-4628. We got, you know, several minutes left. We can get to a few more calls. And if we don't get to your call, you know, check out all the other shows coming up at psychytalk.net/upcoming, and you can call in on a different show. I wanted to go back to our topic real quick. What are soul specializations? And Kathy, so a client comes to you, and part of the process, you know, they're probably totally unaware of the, you know, that there are these soul specializations. And you're filling them in on all of this. And you know, how does that help the client to know
usually
what
usually it's a light bulb, you know, it's a light bulb moment. They'll usually say things like, you know, and it'll explain, you know, like Rose was saying, or I think you might have been saying the same thing. You know, you guys have experiences where people are all the time coming up to you, sharing, you know, potentially really intimate things. And there's a few different soul specializations that would explain that and what your particular role in those kind of interactions might be. Like my role is more of a peacemaker. You know, I would find myself in the middle of, you know, people or groups that are in conflict. Other soul specializations would indicate that, you know, it is just your role here to hold space, to listen to people. It's not your role at all to solve anything for them. It's your role to help them see that they have everything within them to solve their own, you know, problems. They just need a sounding board. That might be your role. You know, for someone else, it would be, you know, their soul specialization might indicate that you are to help restore people to, you know, the blueprint or the plan that they had for their lifetime. You are to take a more active role in helping people realign themselves to their own personal truth, whatever that might be. So it really gives people a strong indication of when they're in alignment with who they are at soul level, what is their role, what kind of actions, you know, might they be taking that are going to feel right to them, that won't guide them in a way that would cause them to not be at peace or to experience a lot of confusion. Because when you're in alignment and doing what it is that comes naturally to you, things just flow better. You know, you naturally have more clients, more peace, more abundance. You know, if you're not trying to live your life in accordance to somebody else's idea of what it should be like, it's amazing how smooth things can get and how quickly they can get that way.
I have a question.
Oh, for sure.
I have a question. For I don't know if you said, if you addressed this earlier, but in terms of soul specialization, is this something that is chosen, you know, before incarnating here on the earth plane, or is it just something that, I mean, how does it happen? You know,
yeah. These are gifts that are just hardwired into our being by divine creator. So, you know, there are a great number of souls who never choose to experience themselves in human form. They just always stay on the other side. And even if you do stay on the other side, the work you do is still going to be reflective of what your hardwired gifts are, because like I said, these never change. If we look at something like, you know, life lessons, we pick those. Those are not bestowed on us by divine creator or anything like that. And those do change from incarnation to incarnation. I mean, we might have some life lessons that we don't finish one lifetime and we pick them up again on the next one, you know, but those are picked by us and they may or may not change from lifetime to lifetime, depending on how quickly we progress. These soul specializations they don't come from us. It is simply who we are at a soul level. These are hardwired gifts into the very core of our being, in DNA, if you want to call it that, that are gift. It's who we are by divine design.
It kind of reminds me of what the creator does with angels, right? So you have angels that have all these different specializations, and that was something that was just given to them. It wasn't, you know, like God came to them with a bunch of choices. Okay, do you want this one or this one? What do you want? But they were just bestowed upon them. Yeah. Okay, that's cool. All right, nice. Yeah, yeah.
It makes a lot more sense now when you fleshed it out a little bit like that. Hey, I want to remind everybody we're continuing our Soul Realignment series of shows. So next week, that's going to be Friday, May 10th, we're going to talk about what are divine energy centers. So mark your calendars for that. And we have a few minutes left in the show, so we'll see if we can take a few more calls here, a couple more anyway. We're going to go over to area code 916 has been waiting the longest. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello, 916. Oh, they just dropped. That is hilarious. Just brought their line live, and actually another one dropped too. So there might be some problems going on with the switchboard.
Oh.
So, yeah, so hopefully everybody will be able to call back in. So if you were, you know, if you're listening live and you were just, you know, on the switchboard, give us a call back, 714-816-4628. In fact, whoever gets through right now is going to be the next caller. So get your fingers, get those digits going on the dial pad there, folks, if you want to get in on the show. 714-816-4628. Okay, I think they called back in. Let's see if we can grab them here. Area code 949. Caller, are you there?
Yeah, I'm 949. The other, you said 916 before.
Yeah, they dropped, and then your line dropped too, I think. But regardless, got you on air. That's the important thing. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I'm Beth, and I'm from Laguna Beach, California.
Oh, cool.
Hi, Beth.
Hi. Did you hear
Beth.
I'm from Laguna Beach, California? Hi.
Just south of Berkeley, right? A little bit far south from Berkeley, but yeah. Nice
it's
to be
between
fellow California.
San Diego and Los Angeles.
Right.
Awesome.
Right.
On the coast.
But out there in California with Dr. Rose. So what do you want to talk about, Beth?
Well, I'm familiar with Kathy. She's really intuitive and usually right on, so I'd like a mini reading.
Awesome.
Hey, Beth, is there anything going on right now or question that you have? Or?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on. There's a
pick the most burning thing, Beth.
Limbo.
We're at the end of the show. We only got so much time. So what we need you to do is pick the most burning question, and we'll focus in
job.
On that.
Your job.
The job.
Okay.
The job thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Several irons.
Is there one
fire.
Job in particular you're wondering about, Beth? Or?
Yes.
Okay, so you're thinking about one particular job. Okay.
Right.
So think
okay,
about that job. Look at what the energy is surrounding that particular job. Okay.
Right. And Beth, you know, is this something that's going to require additional training or research or something along those lines?
Oh, they're always wanting additional training, but I'm not willing to do it at this stage of the game. But I've got the experience.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's what's showing up is the Page of Coins talking about that kind of thing, you know, where you're studying, honing skills and along those lines. And just like with our other caller, I got the Fool card again. It's saying that there's a big change at foot, you know, and you need to take a leap of faith into it. The Wheel of Fortune shows up to say that, you know, things are turning in your favor, though. But
okay.
Let's see. Actually, just like I got with a previous caller, I got the Star card again, the card of hope and you know, retaining, holding on to that optimism is what you need to do is what the cards are saying here. And let's see what Kathy's getting.
So when things change, I think they can change quickly. And things might not wind up as expected. But in the end, I'm getting a good outcome. So, you know, seven of Earth. So, you know, like you said, you have a lot of experience. You have seeds that are well planted. You already have a lot to offer, you know, in the workplace. So if you have something, you know, in mind, like this particular job, that thing might not come to pass right away, but I'm hearing there's no need to worry, because I think in the end you're going to get what is the best for you. And you know, what I tend to do is, or I think this is just human, we tend to be, Lord, I want this job, or universe, should I have this job or this job? Pick. And, you know, let's not limit ourselves. Let's say, universe, this job, or something better. And determine that you're going to align yourself with that job that is the best fit for you, that in the end will give you, like, I, since I know you, I know that freedom is important to you and flexibility is important to you and harmonious relationships with your coworkers are important to you. So align yourself with that and give yourself and the universe permission to, I want to wind up exactly where I'm supposed to be, no matter what that looks like. And keep focusing on that. And I think you're going to be golden. As far as this particular job, I'm not quite so sure. But I do see in the end things are going to work out really, really good. If it's not this job, it's going to be one that is even better. Dax, what is it looking like for you again, you said?
Yeah, I already gave out all
option.
I'm sorry.
Okay, well,
I got confused there.
What you've given me.
Thanks, Beth. Take
yeah,
care,
think...
and we can talk about it more later, too.
Thanks a lot, Beth, for the
You're
call.
Welcome,
and
yeah, I appreciate
yeah,
calling
we,
in.
We're at the end of the show, so we got to move along here. I already gave out all the information I got before you came on, Kathy, for Beth. And,
yeah,
we're
I think
gonna
things are going to work out good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, it's looking really good. You know, I mean, it's just basically the big message I was getting is you got to embrace the change. You know, she doesn't want to take the additional training, but the cards were saying you might have to, you know, and the Wheel of Fortune's turning in her favor. But, you know, you have to embrace the change. You have to hold on to the optimism. That's why the star card showed up, you know. Let's take one more caller, and then we're at the end of the show here, folks. Looks like it's going to be area code 801. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hey, it's Charlotte.
Who's there? Oh, my God, it's Charlotte.
Hello. It's Charlotte.
Char-Char.
It's Char-Char. You know, I can't resist. I go, I'm not going to call in. I'm not going to call in.
I'm not going to call in. I'm not going to call in. Then you do.
And then you guys suck me in. In fact, in the chat room, I'm like, you can ignore. I'm 801. You can ignore me if you want to. But, okay, I had... two quick things. One, I would love a mantra from Dr. Rose because I have this big, like, physically intensive project that I'm working on, like, basically cleaning my yard and my house. So I need a mantra because I just keep procrastinating on that. So I would love a mantra that will help me get motivated.
Ooh, procrastination.
And
motivation. Yeah.
And I would love an encouraging message from my angels regarding said project. Like, Charlotte, you're the strongest woman we know. You can do it.
I love it.
Well, and I don't mean to make a mockery of it. So whoever's listening,
well,
I am not making a mockery of this at all. That's just kind of my sense of humor. And I take this stuff very seriously. I love it.
Oh, no. I totally understand that. And, you know, it's all in our mind, right? We all have things to do that we have to take care of. We have to take care of ourselves and things of that nature. And sometimes we procrastinate. So I can definitely relate to that because I hate cleaning anything. But I know that it has to be done.
Right?
So
yeah.
There are a couple that come to mind. And I would say, you know, the Ganesha mantra is good for all things that are blocking you. So any negative thoughts that you have or you're resisting or procrastinating, he's really, Ganesha, who's the elephant head, the Hindu god in India, he's really good at removing those obstacles. So there are a couple. You can say gum. Gum is like his seed mantra, and that removes obstacles.
Okay.
And some people say om gum because they like to put om in front of their mantras. And it just depends upon how you want to roll. So either one works, and they work equally in terms of power. And just chant and just keep chanting. And what you'll do is you'll end up finding that, you know, your stress or your negative thought procrastination around doing your yard is going to dissipate, right? So, traditionally people say if you're going on a, a 40-day practice or something like that that would say 10, 108 times. I, in this case, because you're just talking about, you know, just cleaning up your yard, and it's hopefully it wouldn't be something that would take 40 days. It's just
you never know.
Gum, right. Gum or om gum until you kind of feel a release from that stress, from that procrastination of having to, you know, take on this large task. So that's what I would do. And then as you're out in the yard and you're doing things, you know, you're cleaning up and stuff, chant gum. Just keep chanting and chanting and chanting, and you'll find that, you know, your whole attitude or thought process around it will change. So that's my recommendation for you. Now, Angel's part, I think, is Kathy's domain.
Hey, Kathy.
And what they say regarding the yard.
Kathy.
Uh-huh.
Before we go to your angel message, can I jump in real quick? Because I got some messages for Shar here. It's interesting. Two of the three cards I pulled are six cards, which is hearth and home. And you're talking about, you know, doing this big project at your home. And the first card is the six of swords, which is slow progress towards your goal. And it's really talking about, you know, it's a lot of swords in that boat, you know, that it's heading across towards your goal there. And it's talking about, you know, breaking it down into easier to digest, bite-sized, you know, chunks. You want to chunk it down and do one step at a time to make it easier on you. Another thing that showed up is the six of wands, which suggests, you know, you're going to finally be successful at that. What's really fascinating is, you know, I have some tarot apps on my phone, and every morning I wake up and it automatically gives me a card of the day. And the card of the day that I got on my Galaxy Tarot app, love Galaxy, download Galaxy Tarot app, everybody. I got the Six of Wands, which interestingly is the card that I got for you. And here's the message that came along with that this morning. It said, others look up to you, and your confidence supports and motivates them today. Enjoy their admiration while at the same time remembering you've earned it through your good actions and attitude. Keep it up. So I think that's a message for you too, Charlotte, is, you know, as you go forward with this and everything, what you're working on, but also, of course, you're joining us on the radio network starting on Wednesday, and the tables are going to get turned. You're going to be giving this advice to other people instead of calling into the show. You'll already be here.
I've been practicing. I've been practicing while I listen. I'm like, okay, cards. Okay,
right. And
I think that,
you know, the card, the Six of Wands, is talking about you're going to be successful at this. And to remember that, that message I just read off, that it's less the techniques and more your state of mind, your presence, you know, that's really what people gravitate to on our radio shows and with our different hosts. And lastly, I got the Ace of Coins, you know, the beginning or essence of prosperity, happiness, and pleasure. There you go. So that's my messages, and let's see what's coming through from the angels with Kathy here.
Hey, Shar, I typed that into the chat room for you. So
the angels
to call on for your situation would be, number one, Jophiel, Archangel of Beauty, because she's going to be helping you to beautify your home and your yard as you do that work. And the other one is an angel I do not have a lot of personal experience with, Archangel Nathaniel. I learned about him through my angelic life coaching certification with Charles Virtue and his wife, Purushini. They have a lot of indigo energy and work with Nathaniel a lot. And apparently he's the go-to angel if you need to stop procrastinating and move forward on your path or on your whatever task it is you're trying to accomplish.
Wow.
So if you want to
Perfect.
Look up Purushini, her last name is Naidu, I believe, N-A-I-D.
Well, you put that in the
Look
chat
up
room.
Charles and Purushini on Facebook and their pages, and they have all manner of information on Nathaniel. And Peeps are really having outstanding results calling on him. Like I said, I don't have really the close working relationship with him that I do with some of the other angels, but I've certainly heard a lot of powerful testimonies from people that are working with him. So Nathaniel and Jophiel, as I typed into the chat room for you.
Oh, perfect. Thanks. Can I just say one thing really quick? So when Dr. Rose is telling me about gum and how, you know, chanting it while I work, you know, what came to mind is Mary Poppins. And now I'm viewing gum as just my spoonful of sugar. Helps the medicine go down. Right?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, that's another.
Is that not like the purpose of chanting gum is to make?
Makes life sweet. Yeah. That's right. I like it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, thanks for the call, Char.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I love
it. And I'm looking forward to Wednesday. We're all excited.
Me too.
Yeah, maybe Kathy and Rose will be calling in on your show to get advice.
Yeah, to heckle me.
Absolutely.
No.
Alrighty.
That's okay. Bring it. Bring it. I got it covered.
So we'll see you.
Me and the angels.
There you go.
Yep. We'll see you Wednesday. We're going to say goodbye for now.
All right.
Bye-bye, Char. And
good talk to
remember
you
to tune in Wednesday the 8th. And, you know, she's always hesitant about calling in. And it's funny because, I don't want to hog the mic. It's like, well, that's what you're going to be doing on Wednesday. But no, but what I mean is, did you notice how her questions allowed the both of you to give information and techniques and things that are going to help a lot of people listening out there, not just Charlotte?
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
We're all connected.
That's why I never mind, you know, people calling in, even if they're, you know, frequent callers or listeners, because there's always nuggets for everybody out there.
Absolutely. I'm in total agreement with that.
Sorry, I had a motorcycle going by. Okay, so I want to remind everybody to tune in tomorrow, Saturday, May 4th, for Mary Brown's show, Mystical Musings. She's going to be talking about ancestral healing. And we'll be back next week, Friday, May 10th, with our Soul Realignment series, What Are Divine Energy Centers? I think that's going to be a great one. I know you said, Kathy, you wish you had put that one before the one we just did today, but I think it'll work out just fine. And
yeah, it's going to be okay.
That's what's coming up. Yeah, it's gonna be okay, folks. And remember to go check out the Andrea Hess's Certified Soul Realignment Practitioner course. You'll find it at psychetalk.net/soulcourse. And sign up for that free webinar tomorrow on Saturday. It's psychetalk.net/akashic. psychetalk.net/akashic. The Akashic Records Manifesting Demystified free webinar from Andrea. So go check that out. All righty. So that's it. We are at the end of the show. I want to thank all the callers and listeners. And, of course, you, Dr. Rose, and Kathy.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
All right. Bye, everybody. Bye, Kathy.
Bye, everybody.
Bye, Rose.